Hey everyone, Lindsay Piper Loomis here. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Thank you for your support. I greatly appreciate it. Today, I wanted to talk about prostitution in politics. Eventually, I'm going to be touching on this with prostitution in the church. I'm working on a project right now, and so I kind of want to get more of that in order before I start in this dialogue. And in the coming days, I've shared with you that I'm going to have some incredibly just awesome people who have paid a huge sacrifice to stand up not just for our freedoms in their countries and inside of the United States, but not just for themselves, is what I'm saying, in their country, but also for on a global scale. It's really a big deal. We see what's coming across the border. We see what's happening in other countries where Sharia law, the Islamic culture, is taking over, like in the UK. Tommy Robinson talks a lot about this. And we actually see some of that happening. It's coming out more and more in America. It's already around. We have so many different people, illegal aliens, coming into our country. We have to start talking about this more. But I want to talk about prostitution in politics because, from your local level up to your federal level inside of your state, the GOP, this is a problem. So I want to talk to you about what's going on in South Carolina. So then maybe you can start, ex and, you know, we can talk about some of the things that are happening on the grander scale, but that way you can kind of get an idea of what to look for, how to look at it, and what's happening, because people are not dumb. So many of us are awakened here in South Carolina, and there's people in the Patriot movement that maybe I didn't get along with before because just conflict in personalities. But we've unified to come against this evil presentation that we find ourselves up against. And it's just pure evil. It's satanic. And I would tell you that the political and the religious spirit are one and the same. It's the synagogue of Satan that we're fighting against. But I want to talk to you about, let's start with Scott Pressler. Scott Pressler has been out there. Whether you agree with his tactics or not, you saw how he was offered a position. It was made public, and then all of a sudden, that's allegedly been withdrawn. I asked him in an ex post if it's true that it's been retracted, and you know he's worked so hard, so I'm going to be curious to see what happens there. We've had members of our South Carolina Freedom Caucus called terrorists. And what's interesting about that is that the ones that call them terrorists did nothing to shut down the actual terrorism that was happening in our state. What am I saying? The actual terrorism that's happening in our state was the pediatric clinic at MUSC that was allowing procedures to take place, chemical castration, sterilization, which is not reversible. So they want to call the South Carolina Freedom Caucus members terrorists. But isn't the true terrorism actually doctors and parents and people that allow penises to be chopped off of little boys, breasts to be hacked off of little girls, penises to be sewn on by doctors on little girls? Isn't that actually terrorism? Isn't it actually terrorism to put drugs in children that stop puberty and castrate them and sterilize them to where they will never be able to have children? Isn't that actually terrorism? But instead, the GOP caucus partners with the Democrat caucus in our state to try, it's not worked this time, to put in a far left leaning individual as a judge. I believe his name is James Smith, who actually supports terrorism on domestic soil, Black Lives Matter, people who destroyed statues and, you know, graffiti, defecated on them, set fire to buildings and businesses pour things down, most of which those individuals never faced a day in court, never arrested. And isn't that actually terrorism? And isn't it actually an act of terrorism to put somebody like that in office, into a judicial seat, someone who supports those ideals? Isn't it actually terrorism when a GOP caucus member wants to put a judge in that supports the mass genocide of babies, Planned Parenthood, and actually doesn't want to do anything about our children? Because you know what happened was in the summer of 2022, when the Freedom Caucus actually found out what was going on at MUSC. Do you know that members, the senior members of the GOP caucus, were informed as to what was going on? And they're like, we'll take care of that later. Isn't that actually a form of terrorism? To allow this type of abomination to take place, this attack on our children. This is horrible. What if that was their own child that was being taken in and that was going to happen? You know, what if? I don't know. Maybe they would be okay with it. But to actually call people terrorists that were actually defending and protecting our children, defending, protecting, and preserving our United States Constitution, that's a hero. That is an American hero. So prostitution in politics looks like what these other people are doing, trading off, like the conversation that, or excuse me, the display that Representative Rutherford from South Carolina said that the lobbyists and the corporate people and the people elected in office know better than their own constituents, and they don't need to listen to them. Well, maybe you shouldn't be in office anymore. Isn't that an act of terrorism when you put money and profit and increase government when our Constitution actually promotes a limited government and a government of the people, by the people, for the people? So isn't anything contrary to that actually terrorism? So let's just get real, right? So let's talk about that. And why is our GOP caucus actually threatening members of their own party that if they don't sign a loyalty pledge that pledges loyalty to the party over the Constitution, that they'll kick them out of the GOP caucus? And I've had multiple people come and tell me that attended that meeting that there was campaign coffers upwards of $50,000 offered to individuals that would sign that loyalty pledge. Isn't that an act of terrorism when you kick members of your own party out that are actually there to help you defend, protect, and preserve the Constitution? See, this is what it looks like when we have terrorism that's happening on our own soil, but yet we don't have people willing to stand up and say something. And you know, I know going back to my congressional run in 2021, my GOP chair for Dorchester County has called me a coward, but I did the right thing by listening to God and endorsing someone in that race and following, you know, what God showed me to do. I went to the border to see for myself what was happening. I spent 6 to 7 days down in Arizona and another 6 or 7 days down in Texas, near McAllen. And so I saw the terrorism that was happening with our government-sponsored taxpayer funded human trafficking. And I saw what was going on and I started reporting on it. But I was told that people in the Republican Party, and this was told to me in South Carolina District 1, that I couldn't talk about it because it was too much for people to hear. But it's an act of terrorism in what's happening in our country and what's happening against our children. That a lot of these people that come across the border, illegal aliens, are raping women and children. There's over 85,000 children, according to Tara Rodas and government documents, that went missing in 2021. We know it's way more than that now. We should be upset by the children that are dying and being raped and go missing. But why aren't we just as upset about the 85,000 or the thousands and thousands as we are about the one? Why aren't we saying their names? Probably because we don't know them. And that's the truth. Isn't that an act of terrorism? I heard Catherine Templeton actually apologize. She's running for South Carolina District 1 against Nancy Mace. And she was, I think it looked like Berkeley County. And she said, illegal aliens. I'm sorry, illegal immigrants. Why are you apologizing? They are illegal aliens. And there are some that have worked hard to become citizens and to do the things that they need to do. But we now know we have terrorists that have crossed our border. We have busloads of illegal aliens being dumped from blue states in South Carolina. And we don't think this is a problem. Why isn't our governor standing up? Why aren't we actually talking about this at the state house? Why aren't we talking about these children? I get calls frequently, messages, DMs about these kids that go missing that have been trafficked through NGOs, Child Protective Services, I think they call it something else. They get picked up by their trafficker that came and got them, that unvetted person that was handed over to them at the border. They come back and pick them up. They're classified in some cases as runaways. These people aren't runaways. These kids aren't runaways. And so they're not investigated as missing persons. In some cases, some of the children have not had missing person reports filed. So when I heard Catherine Templeton say that, when I asked her, I said, how would you solve the border crisis? And I said, you need to go to the border. She said, well, how do I get there? What do I do? And I said, you got to figure that out because I did. And I genuinely wanted to know because I heard my name being dropped. Well, Lindsay endorsed Katie and Katie endorsed me. That doesn't mean I endorse you. And the truth about it is that I want to know one question. How are you going to solve the border? Well, there's this 500 page piece of legislation. We would, it's going to take a long time to fix this, she said. A long time. We just have to take one line at a time and change. We take one line and we change may to shall. And I said, you can't legislate the border. And she's really nice, but nice isn't going to save our country. And I said, you know how I'd solve this problem? She said, how? I said, well, shut down the border, number one. But how do you do that? Well, you mark the cartel as domestic terrorists. It freezes their assets and lights up the money trail all the way to the other terrorists, domestic terrorists that are in partnership with them. And that would probably some of the those lines that are highlighted would run into Washington, D.C. and some other places. They don't want us to know what they've been up to, but we know they're in bed with the devil on this, and it doesn't know party sides. We have to stop blaming everything on the Democrats because there are some Republicans that are actually Democrats, or I don't know. They're just demonically oppressed or demonically, they're demonically oppressed or demonically oppressed, demonically possessed or oppressed, excuse me. So that's an act of terrorism and what's happening at the border. So that's why I supported Nancy Mace. There's a number of reasons. You can go listen to that endorsement. Isn't it an act of terrorism when your own party kicks you out of your party because you're defending, protecting, preserving the Constitution? GOP chair for South Carolina, Drew McKissick, called MAGA supporters in an email lepers. Because he didn't like being held accountable, or at least trying to hold him accountable. For over 2 years, well, excuse me, well, over 2 years, I've been trying to meet with him, but almost for 2 years, June will be a full 2 years since I've been trying to meet with him regarding the elections down in Beaufort for South Carolina District 1. But truly, for over 2 years, based on the data, the voter registration and participation data that we came across here in South Carolina, why don't we have closed primaries? Why aren't we working on this on legislation? What's the holdback on this? And so, I still haven't had that meeting. I've called several times, even handed me a card and said, get in touch with me. I'm happy to meet with you. This is when he was running for GOP chair. All but two people voted against him in Dorchester County. And I was one of those. My husband and I supported Zoe Warren for the South Carolina GOP chair when he ran. And now he's running for Senate. He's going to do a great job, State Senate. So he doesn't like being held accountable. He doesn't like what's happening. And he pushes people out that don't agree with his narrative. He formed auxiliary groups outside of county GOP areas because he didn't like the people that were elected in. Whether or not we like them or not, or agree with them or not, doesn't matter. But it gets to a point that we have to start asking questions. I've received m numerous DMs, emails, messages through my website, and other things that people haven't been getting emails for this convention that's coming up when we're voting for our congressional representatives for the GOP. Why are we not getting emails? My husband didn't get an email. Several people in Dorchester County did not get an email. And yet, we're supposed to believe that this is just a fluke thing. It's happened over and over and over again. They want to shut us down. You know, when I was running for Congress, General Michael Flynn endorsed my race, and I was told, don't talk about that because we don't like him. We don't like him here. And I said, well, I really don't care if you don't like him. I support him. He has sacrificed for this country, and he will go down in American history. And I say heaven's history is one of the greatest generals that will has ever lived and will ever live. He's an amazing American citizen, and he is bringing the grassroots revival in the sense that understanding what our rights are as American citizens and how local action impacts the national impact. And I was proud to receive that endorsement. I'm proud to stand alongside these his him and Mary and our team that has fought so hard against this child trafficking. So to me, terrorism looks more like actually attacking people on your own soil that are defending, protecting, and preserving the Constitution. And terrorism to me looks like people that aren't willing to stand up to stop the mutilation of children and the murdering of children. You know, we're not talking about these things, and this is the greatest crisis. So many people tell me they can't face the reality of what's happening to children. Do you think the child that's in the cage and is being broken, raped, tortured, murdered, sacrificed, organ harvested? A lot of times they do that when they're alive. Adrenochrome harvested. Do you think these children say, I can't face the reality that I'm in? Probably so, actually. They probably disassociate. I can tell you from personal experience that in these situations, that's the reality we're faced with. So for someone on the other side to say, I can't stomach this, I can't handle this, I can't face that, then you're complicit. You join the people in the acts of terrorism against children because you're not willing to stand up for them. See, that's where the prostitution in the church really starts to take place. Complacency, convenience, and compromise has been bartered and traded for our children in the synagogues of Satan. It's a synagogue of Satan. When you don't stand up for Jesus and for his precious little ones, it says Luke 17:2, better that a millstone be hung around your neck and you be cast into the sea than to hurt one of his precious little ones. So if you're not willing to stand up for Jesus and you're not willing to stand up for these children, isn't that an act of terrorism? When you don't want to stand up for the voiceless, those that don't have a voice, isn't that an act of terrorism? I'm just getting you to really think about this. I'm taking this seriously because I care. And I'm not ever going to mince words. I'm not ever gonna to pull back from what's happening. I'm sick and tired of the political rhetoric that says next election, when we do this, you know what? We're gonna be very blessed in America if we have an election and it's not stolen, because every election has been stolen in most recent history, and probably going way back. And now all of a sudden, it's coming out in mainstream media about stolen elections. We tried to say it a long time ago. And if you really, really want to fix this, then you will defend and protect and preserve the United States Constitution along with the representatives that you elect into office. And when they're called out as terrorists because they're doing that, then you'll actually hold accountable the people who are actually committing terrorism because they aren't holding people accountable that have destroyed this country and are taking the lives of our children, are mutilating and chopping off body parts of our children, that are allowing this Islamic culture to take root and take over the culture in many cities in America, where Sharia law in the UK, it's all over the place. The culture has totally changed, where it's actually welcomed to take women and children as slaves and rape them and treat them as if they were an animal. This is the type of culture that America is in bed with because we're not standing up against it. The people are waking up, but the very people that should be standing up against this first and foremost is the church. Where is she? She's more worried about what she's going to look like if she stands up and says something. She's more worried about what brand name she's wearing or when her hair and nails got done last or what her status is in society. And I will tell you, that's a counterfeit bride. That is the bride of Satan and not the bride of the Most High God. So I am asking a call to action for you to get involved. This prostitution in politics and in the church has to stop. How many more children need to go missing beyond the thousands and thousands that have already been documented by our own government? How many more have to be harvested, sold, raped, tortured for you to actually say enough is enough? How many more Miss Rileys that have passed away do you have to say, I've had it? How many more times do you have to hear a member of the Republican Party calling someone a terrorist when actually they're shutting down the mutilation of pediatric genitalia? How many more conversations or things do you have to listen to, like the reps on the South Carolina State House floor talking about masturbation and laughing about it when we're trying to pass the Help Not Harm bill? How much more of that do you need to consume before you decide enough is enough? The reality you have to face is that we're faced with a horrible future in this country. But we have the absolute ability to do something around this and fix it right now. It's an act of terrorism when members of your own party send someone to follow you out to your car to physically intimidate you just because you're being held accountable. That's an act of terrorism. When someone doesn't agree with you and wants to not be held accountable, to actually try to threaten physical harm, that's not okay. That's actually a form of terrorism. So let's get real. I'm utilizing my First Amendment rights to talk about some of this today. And I hope that you will actually listen to what I'm saying and share this message. Please go to my website, lynzy.co, lynz.co, subscribe to the newsletter, get involved. And if you're experiencing these types of things, get out there and start videoing it and posting it and showing what's happening. Thanks so much for tuning in. God bless.